from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady of the United States, Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure. She was 94. She's to be buried with her husband at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Tributes have been pouring in for her. The former First Lady, renowned for her devotion to her husband, Nancy is where she always wanted to be, with her Ronnie, said Michael Reagan, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle said in a joint statement that Nancy Reagan redefined the role of the First Lady during her tenure. She was known for an elegant and soft-spoken personality publicly, but often criticized as having too much influence on her husband. They were married for more than 50 years. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum. After a funeral attended by thousands, he died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. Turabi played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. However, the two close allies became bitter foes later, with Turabi the only Sudanese politician to support the International Criminal Court's warrant for Bashir's arrest for war crimes. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the bombing. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled fuel truck into a security checkpoint about 115 kilometers south of Baghdad. The checkpoint was filled with cars backed up waiting for entrance into the city. The Iraqi body count, which maintains a database of civilian deaths, reports more than 2,000 civilians killed since the beginning of this year. This is VOA News.